Shouldn't you be going to school?
Yes.
And shouldn't you be wearing pants?
They're still wet.
So? Use magic to make new ones.
Magic jeans come out all stiff and new. These are broken in. Maybe I just need to clean the lint truck.
Don't! That's a magic dryer.
It is?
It fluffs, it folds, and it never loses a sock. But it's been on the fritz lately. We're still waiting for the repairman.
When was he supposed to show up?
Sometime in the afternoon between 1968 and 1998.
Forget it. I'll just wear clammy jeans. Hey, they're stuck! Ah! Call the repairman! Now! Good luck. Wish I had my license.
What are you making?
Sugar cookies.
With bits of liver?
No, sprinkles.
Ugh.
Hey, I'm back.
Did you have fun at Jenny's?
It was amazing. Last night we had casserole, played Monopoly, and then we watched TV.
How will you ever wind down?
It was so much fun to be in a normal house with a normal family doing normal things.
Is that why you've never invited Jenny for a sleepover? Because you think we're weird?
That's a complicated question, but the short answer would be yes.
Well, that's ridiculous. We can be as normal as anyone. Watch. I'm mixing by hand. Just like a pioneer woman. Now, I want you to invite Jenny over. How about next Friday? I have my book club.
Jenny is not meeting your brainy friends.
Could I finish my sentence? I have my book club, but I'll cancel it. Now, all you have to do is invite Jenny over.
What if I forget?
I'll remind you.
Ow!
And I promise we will be as normal can be.
Ellie-ho! Who wants to play miniature polo?
I'll have a talk with her.
So then Jenny's dad landed on Park Place, and to pay the rent, he had to borrow the money from her little brother. It was super funny.
My family can't play board games. Not since the Pictionary incident. I still can't talk about it.
Well, maybe you should hang out at Jenny's house. Her family's really nice.
And a little boring. But they love you. You should come over again this Saturday.
That'd be great. Ow! Why'd you kick me?
I didn't kick you.
That's weird. So what time should I come over? Ow!
What is it?
Oh, just a reminder. You know, I think it's my turn to have you over my house.
That sounds fun.
You know, you don't have to answer right away. You should know I have these two really weird aunts.
But I like weird. I love weird. I bask in the glow of weird. I
see. You know, I think Jenny will fit right in. Ow!
That was me. Okay, looking normal. Oh, gotta get rid of my magic book. Come on. Stay. Good book. Okay. Now, Salem, we need to work on your meow.
Say what?
Your meow. It has to sound real for Jenny. Let's hear it.
Okay. Meow.
Can't you do it more catty?
You mean
meow? Yeah.
That is so cliche.
Humor me. There's still something weird about this room. I know. It was too neat. Now it's perfect. And you know, Salem, this could be fun.
I'm happy for you, Sabrina. You should be able to have friends over.
Or in other words,
meow.
Look, I'm plumping pillows all by myself.
I'm so impressed. What smells weird?
Hilda's cooking.
Oh, no.
Hi, kitten. I just made tuna noodle casserole. What do you think?
I think you're both overdone. Here. I made a list of possible topics for tonight's dinner conversation. Now, if one doesn't work, move on. But don't stray from the list.
Hey, I think I know what to talk about. Towels?
Okay, she's here. Tense up.
Relax, it's the upstairs doorbell.
Upstairs doorbell?
For the linen closet. We must have guests from the other realm.
Can't we just pretend we're not here?
No. What if it's someone important?
Fine, but I still don't understand why our linen closet doesn't have a peephole.
Spellman residence?
Yes.
I'm here about your dryer.
I'll take you to the laundry room.
Oh, thanks.
Zelda, look. No, you have...
Shh, don't be rude.
Nothing.
can't stay. He has a tail.
What's wrong with having a tail?
Sabrina, you aren't a rumpist, are you?
A rumpist? What's a rumpist?
Someone who judges others by their rear ends.
No. Okay, not usually. It's not me I'm worried about, it's Jenny.
Is she a rumpist?
No, but if she sees a repairman with a tail, she might get suspicious.
Oh, relax. We'll keep him out of sight. He'll fix the dryer and be gone before you know it. It's probably her.
Do I have to answer it?
Yes.
Hey, you're here.
You too.
It's a great house. Come on in, I'll give you the grand tour. Okay, here's a bunch of stuff we own. All very normal. Okay, let's go see if dinner's ready.
Well, it's kind of misleading to call that the grand tour.
From the hand towel to the guest towel, the beach towel to the bath sheet, towels have helped make our nation great. Towels. Okay, let's talk about something else. Oh, the collapse of the economy on the Isle of Man.
Hilda, would you help me clear the table?
I'll help too.
No, no. You're our guest.
What's going on?
I found your problem. You got a lint gremlin growing in your dryer.
Did you get rid of him?
No, but I got a piece of him.
Well, find the rest.
Please. And be quick about it. Our niece has a mortal over.
Oh, a mortal. I tuck in my tail, but it tickles.
So, is everything okay?
It's okay as apple pie.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Couldn't be better. Unless there's ice cream.
There is. In the freezer.
Well, I'll get it. My parents forced manners on me. I might as well use them.
I think everything's going really well.
Except for the lint gremlin that's escaped from the dryer and is now running around the house.
He got out?
Jenny! Are you okay?
No, I just saw the huge spider.
Spider? That's great. You know, because spiders eat other bugs. Hey, how about we look at that ice cream?
Yeah. Wow, you got lots of flavor.
Oh, it's all non-fat. Okay, let's go to my room.
Hey, let's race. Look, you're winning.
Who is that?
Erwin, Velia, what are you doing here? Our book club was canceled tonight. Didn't you get my email?
No. We had to drop our AOL account because a certain person couldn't stay out of the chat rooms.
Where else can I be judged by how I think, not by how I look?
I'm sure it's very difficult being a brain in a jar, but you can't come in.
But the taxi won't be back for 2 hours.
Sorry, think warm thoughts. Goodbye.
Hilda, we can't just leave them outside. They'll get brain freeze.
I thought we were going for normal.
Oh, the girls are upstairs. We'll take the brains into the dining room, and Sabrina will never know. Come on in.
Yay.
Okay, I'd just like to point out that I am against this. Oh, pardon my finger.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3. That's less than 2 miles away.
Yeah, we get a surprising amount of lightning around here.
This is such a great place. I mean, how many people have their own turret?
I don't know, me and Rapunzel?
There's a totally gothic feel to this place, like anything could happen.
Could, but doesn't.
Too bad, that's like my dream. Hey, I got an idea, wanna tell each other secrets?
Secrets?
I'll go first. Okay, ever since I read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I've believed in other realms, like the way Edmund pushes past the coats and falls into Narnia. I think that could happen if we could just find the door. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's your turn to tell me your secret.
Well, I don't really have any secrets. I mean, you know me, I'm an open book.
Well, come on, everyone has secrets.
Actually, I do have a secret. I'd really like to tell you, but it's kind of hard.
Well, Sabrina, you can tell me anything. I promise I won't think it's strange.
Okay, well, the truth is, Jenny, I'm a really messy person.
What?
Total slob.
You're messy. That's your big secret?
Yeah, shh.
What was that?
I better go check. You stay here and you stay here. Salem, guard my door so Jenny doesn't go anywhere, okay?
Hey, dogs guard, cats watch, and judge.
Oh! Velia, that was was totally uncalled for.
Oh, my left lobe.
What's going on here?
We were discussing the shipping news, and Velia got upset.
She telekinetically pushed me off the table.
That book did not deserve a Pulitzer Prize.
Please, if Wendy Wasserstein can win one.
Excuse me, I thought you canceled your book club.
Hey, come back here with that.
You've got my pie, you little lint ball. Give me my pie.
This is insane. I knew this wouldn't work. Here, I've got to go tell Jenny that I feel sick and she's got to go home.
We better get you back into some vital fluids.
Whatever you do, don't put me in with her.
Please. Sabrina. Hey, kitty, do you know where the linen closet is?
Meow.
I know it's snooping, but all that talk about towels made me want to check theirs out.
Meow.
I found it.
Meow.
Meow!
What's up, Salem?
Jenny just got sent to the other realm.
You're kidding.
No, and I'm glad. Now everything can go back to normal.
Jenny? Jenny! Jenny, where are you?
Sabrina, what's all the shouting? Are you all right?
No, I think Jenny got sent to the other realm.
Oh, no, I'm sure she didn't.
But Salem saw her go in the closet and shut the door.
Oh, then I guess she did.
Hello? Is anyone here? Am I in Narnia? Who are you? Skippy the Overlord's underling. Cool! Can you talk? Oh, you have a frog in your throat. Where am I? Limbo! I'm in limbo. Then I was right. There is another realm. And it's in Sabrina's linen closet. Well, I wonder if Sabrina knows about this. Man, she was holding out on me. Was there anyone else here I could speak to? I mean, somebody who could talk? No offense, I'm just not very good at charades.
That's all I can do.
Wow. Awesome.
Oh, thanks.
I've never seen a place like this before.
It's called a gym. Who are you?
Jenny, who are you?
Who am I? You're joking, right?
No. Should I recognize you?
Yes. I am Drell, head of the Witches Council.
You're a witch?
Yeah, aren't you?
No, I'm a mortal.
You're immortal? Really? That's funny.
And why?
Because now I have to turn you into a grasshopper. Skippy, man, where do you pick up these strays? Don't look so sad. You know you can't have a mortal. You didn't feed the last one.
I don't see Jenny anywhere. I thought you said she might be in limbo.
Well, she's not.
But don't worry, everything will be fine.
How can you say that?
Because sometimes when things get tough, denial is all we have.
Oh, hey, there's Skippy.
Help us, we're looking for a girl named Jenny. He's seen her, let's go.
Wait! When in limbo, you have to limbo.
I don't see Jenny.
Good, because I see Drell.
Oh, hi, ladies. Glad you didn't catch me doing anything silly.
Actually, we were just looking for someone.
But she doesn't seem to be here, so we're sorry to disturb you.
Wait, maybe I have seen her. Is her name Jenny?
Yes.
Does she have green eyes?
Yeah.
Is she a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Does she have a segmented body and ears on her thorax?
No.
Want a bet?
Oh, dear.
Jenny, what did you do to her?
I turned her into a grasshopper.
Why?
It's either that or Katie did.
Well, you're going to turn her back, right? I mean, you're not going to leave her like that.
Wrong. The rules are very clear on what happens to mortals who cross over into this realm. And as you know, rules are rules.
What rules? I want to see these rules.
Oh, rule bearer.
realm. Rule number one, no spitting. Rule number two, all giants must wipe their feet before
entering. Okay, just skip to the part about mortals.
Rule number 714. Any mortal who passes into this realm shall be transformed into a creepy, crawly thing.
That's the rule. Here's your friend. The jar is yours to keep.
Can't believe this Aunt Zelda.
Oh, honey, don't cry.
Poor Jenny.
No, really, don't cry. Rule number 555, no blubbering.
Look, I just want to be alone.
Aw, Sabrina.
Let her go. They need to redefine their friendship.
Oh, Jenny, what have I done? Your parents are going to be so mad at me. Can't believe I dragged you into my weirdness. Look, just so you know, I really did want to tell you my secret, which I guess at this point is obvious. Surprise, I'm a witch. But it's not as much fun as you'd think. I mean, all I wanted to do was spend one normal night at my house. You know, one night to have a sleepover, eat a little popcorn, play some board games. Was that so much to ask? I'll take that chirp as a yes. But anyway, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. Sorry. How lame is that? I mean, you're a grasshopper. Sorry isn't enough. You know, I know this won't make it up to you, but... Jenny, wanna leave?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you're in here. Do you mind if I smoke? It's only bubbles.
Go ahead.
Oh, I've been trying to quit, but my job is so stressful.
Stress? Tell me about it.
I'm sorry about the rules. I don't make them up, I only read them. And personally, I think 714 stinks. I mean, what is so bad about mortals?
Nothing, especially Jenny. She was the coolest.
So, why not find a loophole?
There are loopholes?
Yeah, don't you know the rule?
What rule?
I'm off duty, but rule number 803. For every rule, there is a loophole. In fact, there are more loopholes than rules.
So there's a chance I can save Jenny?
Yeah, but not for another 5 minutes. I gotta finish my bubbles.
It's not over yet. Listen up. Mortals without conscious knowledge of the realm may pass in and out of it freely. Loophole!
But Jenny already has conscious knowledge.
So we get rid of the conscious part.
We knock her out?
No, we convince her she's having a dream. Then she can leave.
No, she can't.
Yes, she can. I have it in writing.
Oh, toothpicks.
Sorry. Rules are rules, but loopholes are loopholes.
Okay, give it a try.
Hey, Sabrina, you're here. No, I'm not, and neither are you. You're having a dream.
It doesn't seem like it. It seems like you're just making swishy arm motions.
Help me out here, would you?
But you are dreaming, Jenny. Ooh, look at the size of this fruit.
And now you have to have a test.
A test? But what's it on? I haven't studied.
Invertebrate zoology. Ready to get to work.
The cuttlefish and the nautilus. Compare and contrast. But I don't even know what any of these are. And my pen, where's my pen?
Time's up. You failed.
But I just started.
And you've been working for hours. And now look. Your dead grandfather. Come here, quick. Get on this. Run to him. Grandpa! Grandpa!
I'm running as fast as I can, but I'm not getting any closer.
That's because it's a dream.
Maybe it is a dream. But there's still something missing.
What?
Jack Wagner. He's in all my dreams.
There he is.
Jack! You made it.
Well, where am I?
In my dream.
This all seems so real.
Well, I'm a pretty visual person. Like, remember the time you rescued me from the evil King Herbert and we got married at Stonehenge?
No, not really.
But how could you forget? You promised to love me forever and ever.
Jenny, get a grip.
Bye, Jack. Don't go, Jack! Don't go!
You could try running after him.
Well, that never gets me anywhere. I don't like this dream anymore. I want to wake up.
If you want to wake up, you have to go to sleep.
That makes no sense.
Well, that's because it's a dream.
Maybe I do need a nap.
You're very sleepy. Very sleepy.
It worked.
Wake up!
Shh! Rule number 42. Let sleeping mortals lie.
Too bad, Drell. Looks like I win this round.
Ha! You tiny little witches are so annoying.
Tell you what, next week you can go to Jenny's house.
You know what I regret?
What?
Not getting Jack Wagner's autograph.
Okay, now gently put her on the bed.
Yes, we did it.
That was close.
See, everything turned out fine.
At last, Marvin Gardens is mine.
It's just luck. You know, having a brain doesn't help at all in this game.
Linty, did you eat my pie?
Yep, it's just another normal night at the Spellmans.
Morning.
Morning. You sleep okay?
Like a rock. Except I had the freakiest dream last night, and you were in it.
Really?
Uh-huh. I went to another dimension, and a giant witch named Drell turned me into a grasshopper.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, but fortunately, Jack Wagner saved me.
Jack Wagner saved you? You're sure I didn't save you?
I don't think so. But it was fun. I wish bizarre stuff like that could happen all the time.
Yeah, but then again, you might not appreciate it as much as you think.
Rule number 56, all witches must eat their carrots. Rule number 57, bats may not be kept as pets. Rule number 58, not using double negatives will be disallowed. Rule number 59, all children under 10 must be accompanied by monkeys. Rule number 60, no switching channels between programs. Rule number 61, all rules must have a beginning, a middle, and an end, except... Is that it? I don't get that one.